Whoa. Misguided Shenanigans. We're back for yet another week of just some exciting shit. Man, I feel like this needs to be like a bonus episode, right? Like this is just kind of on the fly. And yeah. I like on the fly. Sometimes it may turn out to be a train wreck, kind of like our last episode. But our last episode, not for the record, was not on the fly. That was not planned. On the fly. And it was, we just fucking wrecked it. So, I mean, it was good, though. It was good. Good episode. Yeah, but
it was a good episode.
Just all over the place. Really, really brought out our ADHD, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
And which is fine. Which is fine. You know, who doesn't have that these days? You know, who doesn't have that these days? You know, look, squirrel. Oh, what? Yeah, that's weird. No, man, today, like, you brought up a cool thing, man, and I'm really excited. Tattoos. Right?
So let's set this episode up.
Yeah, let's go. Set it up, man.
To let everybody know, we usually do some research about the topics, stuff we discuss. We kind of have an outline of like what we want to talk about and like somewhat of a flow so that we, you know, we make sure we don't go off the rails and do different things. And for this episode, but there's at least some method to the madness.
Yeah,
for this episode, we were like, you know, let's just do one on the fly. We just got a topic. We barely talked about it for like 30 seconds beforehand. Like, yeah, let's do it.
Yep.
So we don't know how this is going to go. Let's just put out that disclaimer. We don't know how this is going to go.
We have no idea.
Unplanned, unscripted, unapologetic. We're going to see what shit happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, so there it is, right? Tattoos, bro. I got two of them. I want more. There are so many people out there that hate tattoos. And I bet they don't have tattoos. I love it. I'm 42 years old. I want more.
So for the longest time, tattoos were illegal, forbidden, you know, that type of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
And for the longest time, it wasn't acceptable for people to have tattoos. If you had tattoos, you were deemed to be unprofessional or maybe trashy or just different things. Like, you know, there was a stigma with tattoos for the longest
time. You wouldn't get hired at places because of tattoos.
Yeah. You'd have to cover them up just to go to church or do anything, right?
Right.
Your parents and your family, your grandparents would be like, you know, disappointed in you.
Yeah.
And that's changed. That's changed drastically because now people have tattoos, but, you know, they show them at work and a lot of people have tattoos. Older people have tattoos. Younger people have tattoos. Athletes have tattoos and actors have tattoos and presidents have tattoos. And, well, I don't know if presidents have tattoos, but I know there's some Congress people that have tattoos.
Well, I guarantee fucking to you there's been a president with a motherfucking tattoo.
I don't know.
I don't think anybody knows. We'll probably never know, but I don't give a shit. I guarantee you somebody's had a fucking tattoo.
Could be.
You
know, or at least a vice president, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
So, tattoos, right? So, a lot's changed. It's more acceptable. I mean, heck, dude, my pastor has tattoos, like all up his arm.
Yeah.
So, like, it's more of a common thing now. So, where do we want to go with this? Like, why did you get tattoos in the first place?
Oh, why did I? Well, okay. So, the first tattoo I got, and maybe I can show it on YouTube, but the first tattoo I got,
watch out, here comes a gun show, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, is the death of Superman. So, here we can get it in there. Yeah, we can get it in there. Death of Superman tattoo. Superman, my all-time favorite comic book character of all time. Of all time, hands down. I love Spider-Man. You know, but when Superman died in the comics, I mean, I remember when that shit came out.
Yeah.
Man, my lighting is really shitty. So for the longest time, I wanted to get a Death of Superman tattoo. And then when I moved to Jax with you and Jim, I was like, man, now's the time. And I went to Livewire Tattoo at Jacksonville Beach.
Yep.
Vinny, still never forget the guy's name. Coolest dude. Vinny did that tattoo that I just showed. Subscribe on YouTube. You can see it. Yeah, that's just something that I wanted to commemorate, because when they killed him off in the comics, and I know he came back and whatever, whatever, but that was a massive blow for me, man. It was a massive blow when they killed Superman. My all-time favorite comic book character, movies, everything, except for Man of Steel. That was a fucking train wreck, but whatever. Yeah, so that was my first one. So my second one, well, you know this one, Finney. My aunt passed away in 2008 from breast cancer. So I got, I don't know if, can you see that, Finney?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll describe that. This one is it's a cross with the breast cancer ribbon around it with her, was it the date?
Yeah, her dates. Yeah, date of birth, date of passing, all that good stuff. It's a iron cross with the pink breast cancer ribbon wrapped around it. So obviously that one hit hard. You know, my Aunt Lonnie, she was just an amazing, amazing person. So those were my first two tattoos. And ironically, like the Aunt Lonnie was the last tattoo I got. But I really haven't been able to afford anything else up until now. But, you know, soon I want to add to the Death of Superman. I would eventually like to get like the skyline of Metropolis.
Ooh.
right underneath the Superman Death of Superman emblem, you know, maybe crumbling down to the ground or some shit. I don't know. I'd have to work with an artist on it, because it'd be a tough one to do. But ooh,
you should do like on the comic book cover, didn't it have like Metropolis and it had like this busted up pavement or buildings collapsed and it had a pole with his ripped
with his cape hanging on it? Yeah, that would be dope. That would be fucking dope. But that would also cost a shit ton of money. That's gonna cost.
You only live once.
That's a fact. That is a fact. But yeah, dude, it's something I always wanted to do was tattoos. And I know, like growing up, when we did, you know, like you said, it was kind of frowned upon. Like if you had a tattoo, like you were like the bottom of the barrel. But guess what? You're not the bottom of the barrel, because that shit costs money.
Yes. Yes.
That shit costs money. It ain't free unless it's in prison. And if you got a prison tattoo, that's totally cool too. I'm not hating on that at all.
Or you know some guy that is learning to be an apprentice.
Right. Does it out of his fucking basement.
The tattoo.
Which I know people that have done that and that have gotten tattoos from folks that are like learning to do tattoos, which was not a great plan. Not a great plan.
Yeah.
You can't like, wipe them off.
So they for stay. Me, when I went to go get tattoos, I never really wanted them at first. And then in the 80s, this band came out. Guns N' Roses. From LA. Yeah. Yeah, Attitude. Yeah. Party guys. Tatted up.
Yeah.
And I wanted tattoos. I wanted to be like Axl Rose. Or yeah, like man. Slash, like Duff McKagan, like, yeah. And so then I kind of had a fascination with tattoos, but coming up in a very religious, strict household, like that was forbidden. And then I kept like, you know, I want my ear pierced and I want tattoos. And no. And mom was like, whenever you're 18, you can go get whatever you want. You can get your piercings, but you can't do it till you're 18. Okay. And then she's like, but as long as you live in my house, you can't have a tattoo. So before my 18th birthday, I had somebody pierce my ear in the back of the Kroger grocery store in the employees break room, because that's where I worked at the time.
Jesus Christ.
Bought a threading needle and a stud, not even a piercing stud, but a regular earring, and had this girl numb my ear and pierce it.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's yep. One thing I could never do. I could never put an earring in my ear.
Well, so from there, I decided to get more piercings. So I got the other side pierced and then a second earring on each side pierced. And then I was like, I got earrings. So then I get like the top of my ears pierced. I get two on one side, one on the other. And then I'm like, I want a tattoo. And so I went to go get a tattoo. And I think you went with me to get my first tattoo. Because we went to, it was Good Clean Fun.
Yes.
And we walked in, and yes. I kind of had this idea. I wanted this little, like, backwards, funky-looking F for my last name, because it's Finney, and everybody called me Finney.
I remember that.
And so yes. I had it all drawn out, and the guy said, okay, yeah, I can do that. And then, like, I'm hem-hawing about it, because, like, it's kind of a big decision and one of those things. And he's like, look, you're not serious. If you're going to get it, you already have it by now. Get out of my store. And I was like, F you, basically like fuck you. We're doing this. Yeah, I was like, come on, here's my money. Put the money on the counter. Went back, got tatted. Go home. Mom comes up, hits the back of my shoulder with her hand, and it itches like hell. And I moved, and she goes, "What's wrong?" And it, my collar of my shirt came down to where she could see it because it was on the back of my neck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that? What did you do? Same thing she did when I got the ear pierced and came home with a piercing before my 18th birthday. What did you do? You're grounded. Of course, I'm too old to be grounded, but so that was the first one. Yes. And then I drew, and that one I like. I don't regret that one. And then I got two other ones. One of them is a tramp stamp. Lower back, I know. That one, yeah,
that was the weirdest shit, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I was
spider thing I drew. I was so proud of. I don't know what I was doing.
I don't either.
And then the next one I got was on my shoulder. It was like this tribal, decrepit looking flower because I was going through this post angst phase of my life. And you know, that one I gotta get redone. So we'll get in that later in the conversation, I'm sure. And then I got one that I really enjoy, which was my Sharks tattoo.
Yeah.
Same place you did in Jacksonville.
Yep.
We were all getting tattoos at the time and everything. And I was like, you know, I really want the Shark symbol. And it was supposed to be a cover up for the one I don't like on my shoulder. But
yeah, it turned out.
So that's my.
Yeah. I mean, it turned out great.
Oh, yeah.
It turned out great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys down there. If you guys, those of you that live in Jax,
Livewire,
go down to Livewire, man. They're the shit. At least they were. I don't know who's there anymore, but they were great. They were great. They did both of my tattoos.
So I was really going to try to get a Kat Von D tattoo from LA Ink.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're out here on the West Coast now, living in California. We're not far from LA. I've been by her shop, and I'm like, man. That would be cool. And she sold her shop and moved to Indiana.
What?
Yeah, she no longer lives here. The shop's closed.
Indiana?
Yeah, you heard me right. Indiana.
The fuck is in Indiana?
She bought some cheap, like, haunted. Oh, not cheap. It's like, it's a mansion, but she bought it for cheaper than you would pay for, like, probably California prices. But it's like some haunted mansion she bought.
Oh, that's weird.
Yep.
Well, whatever. Hey, whatever floats your boat, man.
No, it just sucks, though, because I was like, I could get a Kat Von D tattoo. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but there's got to be somebody else out there.
It's I'm sure LA, there is. Man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking LA. I'm sure there's something out there. I'm sure there's someone here in Asheville, but like, I at this point, I would probably drive back down to Jacksonville to go to Livewire.
Yep.
To get
Jason runs a tight shop.
Yeah, Jason runs a tight shop. Vinny was awesome. And last I had heard 2 years ago, Vinny was back. So I would go back down and see those guys again for sure, to see if I can, you know, add to this Death of Superman tattoo.
Yeah. So Death of Superman, that's kind of what you want to get next. You know, I've got, for me, I've got an idea of what to do for a cover up for my other one. I want to do like the Tree of Life. And I thought about having like hibiscus flowers be like at the top.
Yep.
Kind of like for the leaves. And then instead of doing grass or anything at the bottom, have clovers and have green and blue clovers. So doing like a coral hibiscus, that's my wife's favorite flower. It's a flower she really enjoys.
Yeah.
And then the clovers, my oldest son's favorite color is blue. Youngest son's favorite color is green. They have Irish names. So like the clovers would fit in.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of like the Tree of Life representing the things that are important to my life.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
So,
dude, I would do it. Like you said, you only live once, man.
Yep. Get it converted to maybe like a quarter sleeve.
Yeah.
Borderline half sleeve type thing. Cover up on some of the shoulder there.
Yep. That's what I want. I want a half sleeve.
I also want to do something with the shark side. I almost want to put like some waves or ocean or like some sea life coming out like from underneath it type thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe have like a koi fish style shark that opens its mouth on my elbow or something.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like maybe that's one thing that people don't quite understand is that, in my opinion, these people are artists. What they do
they are.
Is art. It's art with a needle. It's not a pencil. It's a needle in your skin. Like they do. And I'm sure there's really shitty ones out there. I've never gone to them. Don't plan to. But this is fucking artwork, dude. And this is artwork that is here for life. You know what I mean? Like I will never get these removed. Ever, ever, ever. Ever. If I get more tattoos, I won't get those removed either. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what people think. I like it. That's all that matters to me.
I think there's one I'm probably going to get removed.
I mean, that's probably not a bad idea. Probably not a bad idea. But regardless, you could actually probably make that into a pretty sweet back tattoo.
Yeah,
maybe you just do the Tree of Life on your fucking back. That'd be sick, dude. On your back. That could be like the roots of the tree. And then, oh, dude, listen, I got some ideas, bro. I think it's good.
You know, I kind of want to do like an angel on the back with like some kick-ass wings and like a flaming sword coming down. And maybe
that's so maybe cliche, I could turn that
like a skull where the flaming sword's like driving into a skull.
Yeah, that's like, cool.
You know?
That's cool.
I almost the have angel, like maybe
the angel apocalypse thing. Yeah, the angel thing seemed a little cliche, but like the flaming sword through the skull, I'm in. I'm down.
Maybe have an apocalypse background in the bottom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. See, that's awesome. That's awesome. I don't know either, man. That's why I love I don't know. It's fucking artwork, dude, and it's beautiful, and I love it. Keep doing what you're doing. Hey, listen, if any of you people listen in Asheville, North Carolina, let me know of a good tattoo spot. Email us, Facebook, comment on this YouTube. You can't comment on Spotify, I don't think. But yeah, whatever. MisguidedShenaniginsAndOutlook.com. YouTube, comment, something. Let me know of a good tattoo shop near me.
Post on our page some recommendations on Facebook. Maybe send us some recommendations on Facebook.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Yeah.
And the same here for Southern California. I want a really kick-ass tattoo artist.
I was going to say, I feel like we have more California listeners from what I looked at. We have more Cali listeners than we do North Carolina.
Yeah, bigger population.
But you got more friends out there, too.
Actually, I think I have more North Carolina friends than I do California friends.
That's good. But none of them listen.
I don't know why.
That could be true too. Who knows? But yeah, no, this is great, man. Yeah, you guys send us those recommendations, especially if you live in Asheville or where are you at? I forgot what city.
Costa Mesa, California. Costa Mesa. SoCal.
Yeah, let us know.
Orange County.
I mean, you know what? Comment on this YouTube with pics of tattoos you got. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm down to learn some new ideas. So
send us your crazy tattoo stories.
Because you know what?
I think we could go deeper in some other shows. We could talk about like crazy mishap tattoo stories, tattoo nightmares.
Hey, look, if you post a story, we'll have you on the show. How about that?
There How about go. That?
We'll set up the Zoom like we do here and we'll have you on the show and you can tell us your crazy fucking tattoo story. I love it. I think it's
great. Get another idea.
All right.
We do a show as we're getting new tattoos.
That could work. I would have to have some. Well, we're in two different states, man. I don't know if that would work.
We can figure it out.
I'm sure we could. I mean, hell, I'm recording on a laptop in my garage. I'm sure I could figure it out to get it at a tattoo shop. But no, man, this was cool. Great. Great little short episode. I like the shorties. Yeah, guys, follow us. Facebook, YouTube, Misguided Shenanigans.
Email us, misguidedshenanigans@outlook.com.
Yep.
Like, subscribe, follow, do all the things. Check out some of our lame TikTok videos. We'll keep posting more lame stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Till we figure it out.
I'm 42. I'm fucking lame. That's what's going to happen. All right. On that note, folks, it's been great. We love you. Peace out.
Bye.